local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Well, certainly a bit dicey this afternoon. The worst of the weather well off to our east now. We welcome you into a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. We do have the traditional rundown that we will certainly get to here over the course of the next 3 hours. We're doing a bit of a debrief, though, of course, with the weather being the heavy focus this afternoon. And joining us on the line right now, we're going to start in Escambia County. We have the emergency manager on the line for the county. That's Travis Tompkins joining the program. Travis, appreciate the time this afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good. I'm just very, very thankful that this weather has started to roll out.
Yeah, I think that is a unison there, the chorus around Escambia and Santa Rosa County for sure. Of course, at around 1:30, 2 o'clock, we did have that tornado. Well, we had a couple tornado warnings. First up in the northern half near Century, McDavid, and then one followed right through much of Pensacola and into Santa Rosa County. So as we kind of do a debrief here with you, and I'm sure that probably some reports are still coming in, but overall, what would you say is the big takeaway this afternoon from what we had earlier?
Well, like you said, we did have the two warnings, and it looks like we probably had some straight line wind damage. There's multiple reports of trees down. We did have some trees down on some structures, but no injuries that were reported in, and so we really look like we got by with without too terrible much of damage. Looks like we did get some straight line damage.
Yeah, and of course, over the next couple of days, the National Weather Service will send in their surveys teams to find out exactly what the story is there. We saw during the live coverage there, Channel 3's Brett Kearney out near, I think it was Pine Forest High School, around that area, some pretty significant tree damage there with some trees uprooted out of the ground. I think some structures were involved, as you said there, no injuries, thankfully, but does it seem like from what we know now that the damage is pretty concentrated in certain points, or is it just kind of scattered all over?
It's a bit scattered. So you're talking about the Longleaf Drive and Community Drive. Mm-hmm. There was a traffic light that went down there. There was a large tree that hit that pole, and then we did have some trees on some structures down there as well. But it's kind of spread out a little bit, but it did kind of follow the where they showed that tornado warning. There was does not look like we had any kind of a tornado activity, but again, I do think it was some straight line wind activity.
Yeah. Travis Tompkins, Escambia County Emergency Manager, joining us here for an update on Escambia County here just as we get underway this afternoon. Travis, also, of course, we were a little less than a year removed from a pretty significant flood event, and there was some circumstances there that certainly contributed to that. I'm just curious as far as flooding goes for potential, as we still got rain falling here throughout the evening and into later on tonight. What's the story as far as the roads? How are they looking?
They're looking pretty good. You know, where everything's run off from what we had earlier for the most part, but that is still a little bit of a concern for us as well. And so that's why we're still going to be monitoring. I know that the severe weather threat looks like it's pretty much rolled out, but yes, as you just said, we definitely have some more rain coming. But there's the potential for that flooding, but I don't think it's all that high right now.
Awesome. Well, good stuff there, Travis. We appreciate the time this afternoon, and we'll let you get back to it. All right.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you very much again. That was Travis Tompkins leading us off here on a Wednesday, Pensacola Right Now. Coming up at 4:35, we'll check in with Santa Rosa County's Public Safety Director Tom Lloyd, 510 PPD spokesman Mike Wood. So that's what we got on tap this afternoon, and we'll replay these conversations throughout the evening as well. If you don't catch it the first time, I want you to have that information there. But yes, we did have the tornado warning earlier this afternoon. Certainly wind damage, whether or not that straight line or tornadic activity, you just heard Travis there saying it appears to be straight line wind damage there this afternoon. 417, Austin, good afternoon. Good to see you alive and well this afternoon.
Yes, against all odds. The weather was kind of bad over in Milton, but I did make it over eventually.
How was the ride over the bridge?
It wasn't too bad. Okay. The visibility wasn't great, but that's kind of to be expected.
Well, we had questions, of course, especially, you know, during the height of the activity this afternoon. There was certainly a lot of questions, and I had them as well, about whether they would close off the bridges. They did not, and have no plans on doing that here moving forward. So that's the good news there. Yeah, good news there. But all right, what's the story on the roads right now? Anything?
Well, let's see. Travis mentioned just a few moments ago, the roads are looking pretty smooth right now. Strangely enough, they're looking clearer than usual. We obviously did have that incident at Longleaf Drive near Community Drive there. That's, you know, there's some minor congestion in that area, but nothing too severe. And yeah, outside of that, the typical roads that we have problems with, Pine Forest Road, 9 Mile, Caroline Street, so on and so forth, are all looking good at this time.
Well, a lot of people staying home, of course, schools being out is certainly going to help that. So this may feel on the roads more like a holiday, which I suppose isn't a terrible thing when everything's considered there. All right, Alan, of course, with a busy afternoon today, here's the forecast moving forward.
The worst of the weather has moved on and out of the area, but there's still a chance for rain as we head through tonight, and it will be windy tonight and overnight, cooling down a little bit with lows mainly between 60 and 65. Still breezy during the day Thursday. We're going to see sort of a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the low 70s. We have a beautiful weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. A couple of other items of local interest this afternoon. So yesterday, last night, City of Milton had their city council meeting, and the council passing two censure motions for Mayor Heather Lindsay. The resolutions accuse her of lying and abusing her powers in the city. Those complaints will now be submitted to the Florida Commission on Ethics. Speaking of the Florida Commission on Ethics, Milton City Councilman Mike Cusack was removed as chairman of the city's finance committee last night. Here's City Attorney Alex Andrade.
Councilman Cusack has admitted to revealing confidential financial information to benefit a private individual when negotiating against the city solely to benefit them financially.
Andrade says not only did Cusack disclose confidential information but lied about it in several meetings, the vote to remove him from the committee was 6-1 with Cusack himself abstaining. The days may be numbered for the Pensacola Motor Lodge. The city purchased the motel earlier this year, and they've been looking into ways to use it for affordable housing. The PNJ reports the city received two letters of intent to develop affordable housing at the property. However, both proposals would demolish the current buildings and build new affordable housing apartments. Pensacola CRA voted this week to begin a 30-day advertisement period for the property, which would allow the city to negotiate with anyone who submits a proposal during that period. 420 right now, we'll get some state and national headlines in. Again, 435, checking in with Santa Rosa Public Safety Director Tom Lloyd. Off and running on Pensacola right now.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, InSec offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. InSec Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the InSec family today online at insec.net. That's ENSEC.net.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare cannot help you with gas prices or rising inflation, but he can help you lower the cost of your health insurance. Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of pocket because you never meet your deductible? Their Freedom of Choice plan has no deductible for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round. You can change now. And these have nothing to do with your income, so there are no surprises at tax time. If you're paying for your own health insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call Pete at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. Really, it's the only choice. onlychoicehealthcare.com. They will customize a plan managed by you, not the government.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a really good conversation about all kinds of things going on in the city of Pensacola with Mayor D.C. Reeves. Also had several opportunities to talk about the drama in Milton, where the city council last night voted 6-2 on two different resolutions to censure Mayor Heather Lindsay and then to task Alex Andrade with going to various state agencies to ask them what they think about the allegations, whether they might take action of any sort against her. You can listen to all of these podcast discussions at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at traffic here. As we mentioned in our last update, very smooth sailing for the most part. We do have some accident reports on Navarre Parkway. This is just east of Highway 87, but they do not appear to be causing much, if any, backups at this time. So if you're dealing with problems on the road, they shouldn't hold you up for too long.
The worst of the weather has moved east, but there's still a chance for rain as we head through tonight. A little cooler with overnight lows, mainly between 60 and 65. Windy overnight and still breezy during the day Thursday. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the low 70s. Looking ahead to the weekend, the weather looks mainly sunny and absolutely beautiful. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan, very much. 426 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look here, as we do have some outages, not certainly widespread, wide scale, so thankfully. Escambia County looking at Florida Power and Light. I believe the peak number was around 1,100 or so. That number down to around 981 customers currently without power. Santa Rosa County peaked at around 650 or so. They're down to around 58, so making quick work there in Santa Rosa County. Also, EREC has about 624, give or take, customers without power as of this afternoon. So definitely good to see that, you know, not a whole lot of customers dealing with outages here in Escambia County this afternoon in Santa Rosa County as well. Tom Lloyd, Santa Rosa County Public Safety Director, joining the program at 4:35 for a look at what's happening there. Looking at our top three stories around the world, Israel threatening to strike back at Iran if they launch its own attack. The warning comes after Israel's strike on the Iranian embassy compound in Syria. Iran's supreme leader promised to respond, according to the Islamic Republic news agency. Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas pushing back against Republicans who claim that violent illegal immigrants are being allowed to live in the U.S. He was speaking to lawmakers about his department's budget. The head of the House Appropriations Committee says it's not serious, as there is less funding for bed space to detain illegal immigrants and no cash for the border wall. Also in West Philly, a shooting at a Ramadan event. multiple outlets say hundreds were at the event at a park. At least four people arrested. Reports say at least one police officer opened fire and multiple guns recovered from the scene. Also in our state headlines today, Governor Ron DeSantis signing into law a total of five bills that he says deals with protecting children. One was inspired by the story of Gabby Petito, who was killed by her fiance after local police in Utah took little action after a domestic incident. The governor also signed bills aimed at cracking down on the grooming of a child by a sexual predator. Another sets up a grant program to allow law enforcement agencies to conduct online sting operations.
And spring is Florida's wildfire season, and state officials are warning about potential dangers. State Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson says arson and yard burning are the biggest causes of wildfires. And State Forest Service Director Rick Dolan says that the shift to a La Nina weather pattern could mean drier weather following a rainy winter.
Yeah, also Disney updating disability access services across its theme parks in not only Florida but California. The service lets people with disabilities get a return time for attractions rather than waiting in a standard line. Previously, the service was described as for guests with difficulty tolerating extended waits in a conventional queue environment due to a disability. That's a mouthful. As of yesterday, the description says it's for guests with developmental disabilities like autism or something similar who are unable to wait in lines, and the change is taking effect on May 20th. We'll get some more national headlines right after our – well, actually, no, we won't because we're going to have – well, we probably will. But anyway, coming up at 4:35, Tom Lloyd, Santa Rosa County Public Safety Director, joining the program after today's storms. The tornado watch that had been in effect today was originally expiring at 5. Those expired around 3 o'clock. The National Weather Service kind of, just as the afternoon went along, they were just taking counties off individually rather than all at once. So that fell off at around 3 this afternoon. Fox News Update is coming up next. CBS Sports Minute back with Tom Lloyd, Santa Rosa County Public Safety Director, when we return.
I'm Tom Graham. President Biden says Israel must do more to get humanitarian aid into Gaza, and progress is being made.
The president says he's been very blunt and straightforward with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about increasing aid routes into Gaza and reducing civilian casualties.
We'll see what he does in terms of meeting the commitments he made to me.
Hundreds of trucks carrying humanitarian aid have made it into Gaza the past few days, the most since the war started.
Fox's Jared Halpern, three people being treated for gunshot wounds after gunfire erupted in Philadelphia at an event marking the end of Ramadan. Hundreds scrambling for cover, Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
Three males and a female who were arrested carrying a weapon. And then we have another individual, the 15-year-old, who was shot by our officer. We covered a weapon in that scenario as well.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with your Money Now. A hotter-than-expected March inflation report put a big dent in expectations of Fed interest rate cuts this year and sent stocks tumbling. Blue chips led the decline. The Dow Jones Industrial skidded 422 points. The S&P 500 eased 49. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 136. More evidence of strong demand for artificial intelligence-powering chips. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company said today its revenue in March was up a sharp 34.5% from a year earlier, its fastest pace of growth in a year and a half. TSMC shares rose less than 1% today, but they have soared 44% year to date. Good news for Costco shareholders. The Warehouse Club retailer announced today it's raising its quarterly cash dividend by about 14 cents. The new payout, $1.16 a share, will be payable next on May 10th. U.S. oil futures rebounded today and moved back above the $86 level. May crude jumped 1.2%, settling at $86.21 a barrel. That's your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Any Kentucky fan that objects to potentially hiring Scott Drew needs their head examined. Drew took over a disastrous Baylor program after a player was murdered by a teammate and then somehow won a national championship in Waco, Texas. Kentucky is a 5-star resort. Drew took over a Baylor program in peril, so I don't get why anyone doesn't think Drew couldn't succeed with the resources in Lexington. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay. especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh!
You've just discovered you have...
rats! Ew! What do I do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do I do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Taking a quick look at the roads here. There's not much going on, luckily. We did have some accident reports on Navarre Parkway just east of Highway 87, but those are not causing any problems at this time. So if you're having issues on the roads anywhere, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
The worst of the weather has moved on and out of the area, but there's still a chance for rain as we head through tonight, and it will be windy tonight and overnight, cooling down a little bit with lows mainly between 60 and 65. Still breezy during the day Thursday. We're going to see sort of a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the low 70s. We have a beautiful weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 4:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Working on getting Tom Lloyd on, Santa Rosa County Public Safety Director. Should have him on here in a couple moments. We'll go over our national headlines here. The ex-CFO of the Trump Organization will spend 5 months behind bars for perjury. Alan Weisselberg was sentenced after he pleaded guilty last month as part of a plea deal. The charges are connected to his testimony in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial. Crews continuing to work around the clock to clear debris from the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Coast Guard Commander Robert Concepcion says the priority is finding the bodies of the three remaining construction workers. He says crews have a general idea of where those victims are. Assistant principal at a Virginia elementary school where a six-year-old shot his teacher, now facing 8 counts of felony child abuse and disregard for life. Ebony Parker worked at Richneck Elementary when Abigail Zwerner was shot. Zwerner had sued Parker last April, claiming Parker was warned several times that the boy was acting violently. 4:40 here at News Radio 92.3. Joining us on the line right now, Tom Lloyd, a Santa Rosa County Public Safety Director. Tom, appreciate the time this afternoon after a dicey afternoon. In terms of the weather, we got, a fairly good report from Scambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins earlier this hour. Sporadic damage, no injuries, thankfully, and looks like a catastrophe was avoided. What are you guys seeing over in Santa Rosa County?
Absolutely. So similar type report. We did have some inclement weather blow through. No injuries, no loss of life, which is always a fabulous day for us. We did have a little bit of damage. We had some crews out doing a preliminary damage assessment in the P Ridge area in Santa Rosa County. But other than that, we seem to have fared well.
That's awesome there. And I saw earlier this hour, I know FPL saying that they're making pretty quick work of some power outages there in Santa Rosa County as well. So that's good. You said the P Ridge area, or no, I'm sorry. You said, was it P Ridge? I'm sorry.
It was, yes.
Yeah, okay. So it was around 1:30 this afternoon. We had the tornado warning fire western Escambia County, and then it moved over the bay into Santa Rosa County, kind of north of I-10. If I kind of understand, that's where the at least in real time, that was where it seemed like the heaviest wind there. And Travis said, "Hey, it looks like straight line. Obviously, we're not going to know for a couple of days whether the National Weather Service is going to confirm any tornadic activity. But based on what you've seen and heard, does that align with what we're seeing in Escambia County?"
And so the biggest thing, we did see some damage. We've pushed that on to our partners over at National Weather Service in Mobile, who are excellent. They're the best at what they do. They're going to come out and do another damage assessment and do a preliminary assessment of some of the damage that they have seen or they would have seen from the weather. And then they'll give us the solid update as to whether it was straight line winds or tornado or what exactly it was. But it was, we believe, that similar storm cell that moved across, just like you said, touched in Escambia. And then moved east towards us here in Santa Rosa County and off the bay and into that Pea Ridge area in the Woodlawns area subdivision.
Okay. And go ahead.
Woodlands, sorry.
Okay. And lastly, of course, there was always the concern about some flooding. And, we've heard some reports here and, near downtown Pensacola, kind of the usual spots, and then a little bit in the county. But over in Santa Rosa County, roads faring up and holding up pretty well as far as, it's any standing water?
So we did have a little bit of, no issues, but we did have a little bit of standing water initially when the line pushed through. And then it drained appropriately, drained really quick, and we're back to normal road conditions.
Awesome. Good to hear, Tom. We appreciate the time this afternoon, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
All right, great. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
All right, you as well. Tom Lloyd, Santa Rosa County Public Safety Director, getting us a good update there in Santa Rosa County. Mike Wood coming up at 5:10 just to see how the roads were. I know earlier this afternoon they had reported that one car with some people inside did get caught in standing water, and so Pensacola police officers did have to go get them out. But else other than that, we haven't heard anything, so we'll follow up with Mike Wood next hour. 4:43, Alan Strum's got the latest forecast now.
The worst of the weather has moved east, but there's still a chance for rain as we head through tonight. Little cooler with overnight lows mainly between 60 and 65. Windy overnight and still breezy during the day Thursday. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the low 70s. Looking ahead to the weekend, the weather looks mainly sunny and absolutely beautiful. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. And, of course, now that we're approaching 5 o'clock, maybe a lot of people stayed home from work or maybe just work from home. Schools getting out early in Santa Rosa County. No school today in Escambia County. So we have definitely seen that impact on our roads. Right, Austin?
Yes, it's been very smooth sailing so far this evening. And as you said, Joe, no one's happier to report on that than we are. Had those accident reports on Navarre Parkway just east of Highway 87, but that does not appear to be causing any issues at this time. So if you're dealing with problems on the roads, they should not hold you up for too long. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs, Joe.
All right, very good. Looking at some sports headlines here at 4:45, got some big games happening tonight, some big updates as well.
Yes, looking at the NBA, we have an ESPN doubleheader, Mavericks at Heat at 6:30, followed by Timberwolves at Nuggets at 9. And Milwaukee's win over the Celtics last night didn't come without sacrifice, as star Giannis Antetokounmpo left the game with what has now been diagnosed as a calf strain. The timetable of his return remains unclear. Obviously, best of luck to him there. In the NFL, Jaguars are signing linebacker Josh Allen to a 5-year, $150 million contract with $88 million guaranteed. He was their best sacker ever last season, recording a season best for the franchise, 17.5 sacks there. Let's see. Philadelphia Eagles and Green Bay Packers will play in the NFL's first ever regular season game in Brazil. The game is set for Friday, September 6th, and will be streamed exclusively on Peacock, so be on the lookout for that one. In men's basketball, John Calipari is officially the next head coach of the University of Arkansas's basketball team. He's been at Kentucky for the last 15 years, but the new contract... the new contract is a 5-year deal that starts at $7 million. And then a bit more locally here, the Ice Flyers playoff game is being postponed to tomorrow due to the inclement weather we've been touching on. They'll host Peoria in game one of their first round series tomorrow night at 7:05. And if you're going to the game, be sure to wear white. Is there any particular reason for that, or is it just a whiteout game?
Whiteout.
Oh, okay, cool.
That is the particular reason, yes.
And in the Masters, par three tournament is today. First round starts tomorrow.
Ricky Fowler won the par three competition there.
He's an Oklahoma State boy, I believe.
Yeah.
Defending champ John Rahm tees off at 10:30 local time, while Tiger Woods is in a group with Jason Day and Max Homa at 1:24 p.m., Bubba Watson tees off at 12:36 p.m., so there's a bit of that local touch there for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, health, business, and science notes today. Wall Street took a bit of a dive as the news report showed inflation showing no signs of slowing down anytime soon. Consumer price index was up 3.5% year over year in March. Continued inflation means the Federal Reserve could continue to hold off on any interest rate cuts. Let's see, the Dow Jones Industrial fell 422 points to 38,461. The S&P 500 down 49, and the NASDAQ dropped 136.
Wow. And the EPA is imposing its first ever national limits on forever chemicals in drinking water. The EPA announced today that it will be putting limits on PFAS chemicals, which are commonly used in food packaging. The substances have been called forever chemicals because they can linger permanently in the environment and are nearly impossible to destroy. They've been associated with a higher risk of cancer and heart disease.
There's a push to kick Lunchables off school menus. Consumer Reports issued a warning saying that school cafeteria version of the popular lunch snack contains too much sodium. Last year, Lunchables developed two new versions of the cheese, meat, and cracker snacks, especially for school lunch programs. Consumer Reports say the turkey and cheddar school lunch versions contain nearly 200 more milligrams of sodium than the store-bought ones.
Yeah,
I need to lay, whether it's school version or not, I need to lay off on the Lunchables, man.
I heard something the other day. They are a kid's equivalent to MREs, and I thought that was clever. Krispy Kreme is now making Kit Kat donuts. Ooh, I'm all for that.
Speaking
yeah.
of healthy snacks.
Yeah, speaking of killing you young, the donut maker said today that it's introducing three new flavors with the popular candy bar. Kit Kat Crunch will be a glazed donut topped with pieces of Kit Kat bars, and the Krispy Kreme Kit Kat donuts will be available for a limited time only.
Aerosmith is restarting their farewell tour this summer. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers were forced to postpone their tour after just three shows due to Steven Tyler's vocal injury. New dates kick off September 20th.
And a revival of the horror film The Blair Witch Project is in the works at Lionsgate. The announcement was made on Wednesday at the movie theater trade show CinemaCon. Plot details are being kept under wraps, but the film is being described as a new vision that will reintroduce the horror classic to a new generation.
Jay-Z and Beyoncé's daughter Rumi Carter are breaking her sister Blue Ivy's chart record. The 6-year-old is now the youngest ever female artist to appear on Billboard's Hot 100. It's all thanks to her collab with her mother, Beyoncé, on Protector, which is featured on Cowboy Carter album. Song debuted at number 42. Rumi's sister Blue broke the record in 2019 when she was 7 with her song Brown Skin Girl with Beyoncé from the Lion King, The Gift soundtrack.
Wow, just nothing but talent in that family.
That's
over
right.
There.
That's right. 4:50, we'll stop there. Wacky stories, good news, recap of all today's top stories as well. Pensacola right now.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
A-R-G-O-S, Argos! Go Argos!
Go Argos!
This is Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. UWF will be celebrating Founders Week from April 15th to April 19th, and we invite our alumni and community members to celebrate along with us. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel to hear from UWF President Martha Saunders about all of the fun activities going on around Founders Week and the exciting ways you can get involved. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a really good conversation about all kinds of things going on in the city of Pensacola with Mayor D.C. Reeves. Also had several opportunities to talk about the drama in Milton, where the city council last night voted 6-2 on two different resolutions to censure Mayor Heather Lindsay and then to task Alex Andrade with going to various state agencies to ask them what they think about the allegations, whether they might take action of any sort against her. You can listen to all of these podcast discussions at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Our 4:52 winding down on hour number one on a Wednesday. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Busy afternoon here across the panhandle, of course. Severe weather day. Did have a couple tornado warnings. The first one was near Century, McDavid area, and then also one right over the top of our head here at the station, I-10 and I-110, and continued on into Santa Rosa County. I would say, though, over this last 45 minutes, we've gotten, I would say, positive reports from both Escambia and Santa Rosa County emergency and public safety leaders, so that is good there. Of course, some damage here and there due to the winds. We'll find out if they were of the straight-line variety or any tornadic activity. That'll be the National Weather Service surveying those. But no injuries that we have heard of in both counties. And the power outages, I would say, kept to a minimum. Last check here at Florida Power and Light, the number of outages in Escambia County is now under 1,932. Santa Rosa County down to 33. Santa Rosa County had peaked at around 620 or so, Escambia County around 1,100. 4:54, another check of the roads and weather for the last time this hour. Austin, what's the story there?
Well, luckily, there's not much to report on. We were dealing with some accident reports just west of Highway 87. That's if you were on Navarre Parkway, but those aren't causing any issues. And we also have a little bit on Community Drive. That is just off of Longleaf Drive there. We did have, I believe it was a tree that fell in that area. But outside of that, it's just very minor congestion. Nothing's going to hold you up for too long.
The worst of the weather has moved on and out of the area, but there's still a chance for rain as we head through tonight, and it will be windy tonight and overnight, cooling down a little bit with lows mainly between 60 and 65. Still breezy during the day Thursday. We're going to see sort of a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the low 70s. We have a beautiful weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Around the nation and world, Israel threatening to strike back at Iran if Tehran launches its own attack. This warning comes after Israel's strike on an Iranian embassy compound in Syria earlier this month. Alejandro Mayorkas appearing on Capitol Hill, speaking to lawmakers about his department's budget and pushing back against Republicans who claim that violent illegal immigrants are being allowed to live in the U.S. Reports say multiple people were hurt after a shooting at a Ramadan event in West Philadelphia. Hundreds were there, and at least four people have been arrested. Reports that at least one police officer opened fire and multiple guns were recovered at the scene. Taking a look at some wackier stories and good news in the rounds today. Austin, a museum in Germany announced they had to fire an employee after he hung up one of his own paintings in their modern art section. He's 51 years old, described as a former technician at the museum. They say he was hoping it might help him break through as an artist. This happened earlier this year. He went in after hours and hung the 4-foot painting on an empty wall alongside works by people like Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
They haven't said much else or if the painting was actually any good. They're not commenting because they don't want to encourage other people to try it.
I mean, I understand
fair that. Fair or foul from the museum. Personally, I don't know. You know, who defines what art is these days? Because I've seen TikToks of some of these modern artists.
Artists, yeah.
And there's just a bunch of people. I'm like, okay, I could do that.
Yeah, I could do better than that. You know, I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Anything flies as art nowadays if you say it with enough passion. I don't really mind. I think it's almost wholesome. Like he put his own stuff there. And I mean, and how did they notice? Did someone just walk by one day and say that doesn't have a name next to it, or I don't recognize that?
I don't know. Maybe the quality wasn't that good. I don't know. But
as you said, it's a matter of vision.
I'm telling you, man. I've seen TikToks where like guys have like a big rock on the floor and they're just like dumping paint and sand on it, and people are like, oh my gosh, that's
so me. Yeah, it's so lame.
Do you not see what he has created here?
A mess. You know you're a Gen Zer when you like Scrabble but you think it's too hard, too intimidating, and uncomfortably competitive. Yeah, I play with my brother, it sucks. The
do
makers
you?
Of Scrabble, I do all the time. The makers of Scrabble say that younger folks find the game to be too intense, so they've just released a new version which is supposed to be more collaborative and accessible. Right. It's called Scrabble Together, and it's a lot different. In this version, players team up to complete mutual goals, like play a word containing two of the same consonant, play a word containing at least two different vowels, so on and so forth. If that isn't easy enough, you can also flip helper cards, which introduce things like make S tiles a blank. An exec at the company says the new game brings people together, including people who think word games aren't for me. Word games aren't for me, but I play with like my grandma and brother at least once a week, typically. It is competitive, but isn't that the point of a game?
Like, yes.
I don't know.
Can people not team up in the regular Scrabble?
My grandmother and I will team up against my brother because he wins. He wins 9 times out of 10.
All right.
So, yeah.
So you may be the target demo for this particular game here.
No,
you're just not very good with words.
No, both are true, but I refuse to be so soft as to where I would need that.
All right. I get you. Looking at some good news today, of course, I think we hinted at this, but we, of course, had the solar eclipse, and a bunch of people at an Arkansas park got married on Monday. They thought it would be a unique way for sure. Not that unique, though. Around 400 couples from 25 states were there. It was free for them. They just had to get their marriage license, but saved a lot of money on wedding costs there.
Wow, very nice. And Larry and Jessica McDonald live in West Virginia and now hold the record for greatest height differential of a married couple, where the woman is taller. She's 5'10". It's pretty tall for a woman. Nothing too crazy, though, but he's an even 3 feet. They've been married almost 18 years and have 4 kids together.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, so sweet there.
Yeah. That'll do it for hour number one. Good conversations with Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins and Public Safety Director Tom Lloyd over in Santa Rosa County. We'll replay those interviews here over the next couple of hours, and then PPD spokesman Mike Wood joins the program at 5:10 right after Channel 3 News at 5, which comes your way now.